USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Protests continue in Rochester, New York, in the aftermath of Daniel Prude's death. After a few hours of speeches, hundreds of protesters took to the streets of the city, calling for the officers involved with Prude's death fired, along with the mayor and police chief. Officers declared an unlawful assembly and began launching tear gas into the crowd. Prude died after an encounter with Rochester police back in March, but the incident did not come to light until this week, when video of the encounter surfaced. Seven officers connected to the incident have been suspended with pay. The Department of Homeland Security is set to label white supremacists as the most serious terror threat facing the U.S., more than the immediate danger from foreign terrorists. Politico is reporting that story. They've reviewed three draft reports. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
President Trump is criticizing the media again. This time it's over questions that were asked of Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden after an event in Wilmington, Delaware. It also follows a report from The Atlantic that Trump trashed fallen U.S. service members, calling them losers in 2018. The president says he loves the military and has done a lot for them.
Nobody's done more for them. And then when I have to have a report read like that from a third-rate magazine that's not going to be in business much longer, I look at that and I think it's a disgrace.
He also called the questions reporters asked Biden kid questions. The White House has denied The Atlantic story. The white George Washington University professor who admitted Thursday to falsely claiming she was black throughout her adult life will not be teaching this fall. The school made the statement Friday. Jessica Krug said in a Medium post that she is white and Jewish, but claimed she built her life on a violent anti-black lie. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Some monuments in the nation's capital aren't going anywhere anytime soon. USA's Tim Berg explains.
Interior Secretary David Bernhardt is brushing off calls made by Washington, D.C. officials to target the city's landmark monuments that may have ties to the nation's history of racial oppression or slavery. Bernhardt telling Fox News,
removing or renaming the Washington Monument or the Jefferson Memorial, none of that is going to happen. It's just simply nutty. Each of these great individuals did great things. No one is saying that each of these individuals was a perfect human being. Each monument was carefully deliberated upon, carefully placed on our nation's mall.
Bernhardt also says any crimes committed at the properties managed by the Interior Department will be met with dire consequences.
All charges were dropped Friday against Curtis Flowers, the Mississippi man who was tried six times for a 1996 quadruple homicide and whose last conviction was thrown out by the U.S. Supreme Court last year because of a district attorney's efforts to keep African Americans off the jury. A judge dismissed the charges after Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Fitch, who inherited the case after the Supreme Court ruling, said a seventh prosecution of Flowers was not feasible. Flowers, who is black, spent nearly 23 years in prison. He has maintained his innocence. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.